Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody, to hour number two. This is Rich Sheban from the Northern Rockies here in Montana, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today, and I am going solo, and I have so much information I have yet to get to, and I'm going to start with more. Go into the category of election slash voter fraud, evidence, facts, and that type of thing. I want to start with Michael Flynn promotes, this is an article, petition calling on Trump to suspend the Constitution and declare martial law. And I noticed a lot of patriots going this way. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that I want to know who's going to be in power if we go there. Is it going to be FEMA? Is it going to be military? Is it going to be the UN? Are there going to be certain concessions that we need to be aware of? See, this is the time, folks, to get away from the mainstream media. You need to go to the alternative media. You have to eliminate television. You have to think for yourself. We have to realize that the mainstream media and the powers that be who control these few corporations who are controlling all the propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, especially gaslighting, is bought and paid for. It's all the funds are coming from the same very few people at the top and bribing, blackmailing, and threatening people along the way. This is what America has turned into. We're a banana republic. We're a mafia. We're a cult. We're acting in every way, shape, and form like a third world country, mostly coming from the Democrat left establishment, cabal, Illuminati. I don't care what word or words you want to throw in there. It's just so corrupt. So I'm going to keep going here because of time. The China Connection, parent company, this is very disturbing, folks. And I bet the majority, this article came out a day ago, but I wasn't on the air yesterday. A parent company of Dominion Voting Systems received $400 million from a Swiss investment bank. Sit down for this last part, people. 75% owned by the Chinese government. That should really scare you. We are, our people at the top have literally sold you out. They're saying what you say as a citizen means nothing. They say your vote means nothing. And you want to know the funny part? They're making you pay for everything, including their vacations, their salaries, their benefit package, and their pension. And they're laughing at you around every corner and every step of the way. Next, I was driving completed ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, so I decided to speak up. This is referring to a U.S. Postal Service contract truck driver. My gosh. Anything, seems like everything connected to the U.S. Postal Service is fraud, is criminal. I just, loss for words, that we're paying these people salary, benefit package, and pension. It's appalling. Next, Trump calls for full forensic audit of mail-in ballots. Well, President Trump, I don't disagree with you, but the people around you, especially the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the DOJ, they should be doing that job. You're doing the job of all these people who are collecting taxpayer money who are doing absolutely nothing. And we don't need just of these certain of these swing states. We need full forensic audit of all, not just mail-in ballots, but Dominion voting machines, because I think I've mentioned every example in the world of fraud and nefarious behavior that could have occurred. Next, Dominion software was accessible to far-left indivisible organizers on election night. An Obama-linked group that campaigned for Joe Biden. You can't make this stuff up. Next, Georgia elections officials were reportedly filmed destroying evidence. I've read so much about the destruction of evidence. My gosh, shredder trucks going in and out of election headquarters. And not just shredding ballots, but shredding software, shredding hardware. I mean, they brought out the heavy-duty shredders. This is ridiculous. I mean, what fraud? What a banana republic. Please, everybody duct tape a banana to their flag. Next, a Michigan poll watcher said, I witnessed military ballots being duplicated, but only for Joe Biden. And these people say there's no evidence. My gosh. I'm sitting here blue in the face for weeks talking about evidence. Next, Gwinnett County admits Dominion employee took data from election management systems and filtered it on laptop, which is against the rules. But again, rules, laws, and accountability. Depends on if you're a Democrat or not. All depends on your group. Next, Colonel Phil Waldron tells Michigan lawmakers truckloads of ballots for Joe Biden were inserted into the 2020 election. Folks, the only reason I'm still doing this stuff is because, do you remember several weeks ago I talked about how Trump declared a national emergency with this executive order, and I went through. It probably took me about an hour and a half to go through all this. Basically, the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure and what he has the power to do. I'm just hoping, people, that he literally has some allies who hasn't been bought and paid for or blackmailed or threatened left. Next, Maricopa GOP chairwoman. I watched Trump votes switch to Biden votes when tabulated by the Dominion machine with my own eyes. How many of these reports, I can't even count anymore, of how much evidence, visual, technological, forensic, evidence that shows all this that we've mentioned for weeks. I mean, if you or I did any one of these examples of fraud, people, we'd be in the hoosegow weeks ago. And here we are still talking about this, and the left and the Democrats are still trying to portray this theater, this fraud, as legitimacy. Next, judge allows Trump legal team to review tests of Clark County voting machines. Well, I'll tell you, Trump legal team, if you get any authentic machine that hasn't been swiped or changed or reprogrammed, good luck, because so much time has passed, who the heck knows what you're going to get? Next, corrupt FBI Director Chris Wray. By the way, did you see how this article started? corrupt FBI director Chris Wray, and now fired CISA director Chris Krebs produced a video to create before the election to try to sell you on validity of the election. You can't make this stuff up. This is like cartoon stuff. A Twilight Zone writer could not come up with this crap. Next, Democrats bribe Native Americans to vote for Biden. Yeah, do you remember when I mentioned a few tribes just on Tuesday on how they gave, you know, tablets and gift cards and all this stuff to the Indian people on the rolls for their vote? My God, this is out in the open. And the DOJ and the FBI and the Democrat corrupt left are still saying there's no evidence? Wow, we have fallen, America. Last stop, the last dam is us, the people. That's it. Every institution has sold us out. Next, firm link to Joe Biden scrubs website of all China-related business. Imagine my shock. Next, investigation of 100 ballot sample in Arizona finds 3% of the ballots were deemed fraudulent, all in favor of Joe Biden. Well, again, even with ballots, if you count the same ballots, these ballots have probably, after all these weeks since the election, this is December 3rd, we're talking a full month. All these ballots that were in question have probably been destroyed with these shredder trucks, and they brought in new semi-legitimate ballots so the signatures and envelopes could square up. Wow. Wow. And these government workers, wow, they call themselves public servants when we've had over a million combat soldiers die for our freedom, liberty, and lifestyle. And that's how these government workers thank them? Wow. I'm a loss for words. Next, I knew what was at stake from what I witnessed at the TCF, and my heart broke. Michigan GOP election witnesses and immigrant says. I listened to her testimony. She was awesome. She was, I believe they called her a liar. She was extremely credible, extremely intelligent, extremely well-spoken, although she had an accent, which doesn't mean anything. Heck, I'm from New York. Even though I lost most of it, it still comes out when I have beers with my buddies from New York and New Jersey. But, wow, there's so many credible, great, brave, courageous whistleblowers. People, when we lose our courage, it's all over. There's no wall of protection. We're infected, and we're going down, and it's going to metastasize like a cancer. We cannot lose our courage. Next, truckloads of ballots coming out of New York reported yesterday. Tonight, a Michigan poll worker reports on ballots received in sequential order. Oh, what a coincidence. Next, voter group in Georgia has identified more than 50,000 illegal votes, enough to move Georgia to Trump. Well, how come it's not happening? I'll be right back after.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I'm looking at a data I have to discuss versus the amount of time I have, so I'm going to step it up a little bit and shortcut my shortcuts, as they unfortunately have to say every time I'm on the air. Next, Mueller issued 2,800 subpoenas, executed 500 search warrants, and conducted 500 witness interviews to find no collusion crime against Trump, and Durham has been investigating a real crime for just as long, but without issuing anywhere near the number of subpoenas and search warrants. We don't know if Durham's real. We don't know if the DOJ's real. We don't know anything. I'm just hoping this executive order that I talked about for about an hour and a half weeks ago is going to come to fruition, and they're keeping low. But in the meantime, they are discrediting themselves, their agencies, and their name. Now, keep in mind, you paid hundreds of millions of dollars for all these subpoenas, the Theodore Mueller trial, the witness interviews, the fake collusion, the fake P dossier. You paid for it, America. You did. And how many articles have we mentioned in the alternative media, including this show, about the Hunter Biden emails revealing Joe Biden, your supposed president-elect, was involved in foreign play-to-pay schemes known as the big guy, receiving up to 50% of Hunter Biden's business dealings, corrupt business dealings in China, Ukraine, and Russia, and other countries. But this huge scandal doesn't run on the mainstream media, the MSNBCs, the CNNs, the ABCs. No. Do you remember what that political director, the CNN's vice president, said on CNN? That guy Chalian, quote, obviously we're not going with the New York Post story on Hunter Biden right now, unquote. It's a scam, folks. It all depends on who's got their hand out and who's being bought and paid for and who's been blackmailed, mostly pedophilia. You are paying for every little bit of theater out of your pocket, out of your taxation, out of your inflation. You're paying for it all. The whole scripted plan, you're paying for it. Next, Mark Elias changed the rules in Georgia to ensure that anyone who dared to invalidate mismatching signatures would have their identity revealed. That's preemptive bullying. That's what the Democrats are doing, censoring, surveilling, tracking, tracing, intimidating, threatening, blackmail. They have many paths to conformity. Next, postal contractor Nathan Pease says that he was told by two separate postal workers, freaking postal workers, on two separate occasions that the USPS in Wisconsin was gathering over 100,000 ballots on the morning of November 4th to backdate the ballots so that the ballots would be counted even if they arrived after the statutory deadline. My God, lock these people up. Put them in jail. How come there's no prosecutions for these swamp people? How come the Benghazi criminals weren't brought to justice? How about 9/11? Where's the declassifications? How come George Soros and Joe Biden and Bill Gates are wanted for international crimes and nothing's happening? How about Justice Scalia's murder and cover-up investigated by the so-called Justice Department? Biggest air quotes in the world, the World Justice Department. How come Snowden, Michael Flynn, and Julian Assange aren't recognized for their patriotism, still under persecution? My God! We've gotten pathetic. We've gotten really pathetic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch gears a little bit because I'm running out of time. I'm going to start going into articles of consequences, of political correctness, of what's happening because we have allowed all these decades of inaction to occur, the corruption, double standards, the hypocrisies, the COVID agenda. I'm going to go into these articles right after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of Americans applying for state unemployment benefits dropped last week. The latest jobless claim figures from the Labor Department ending November 28th show that 712,000 workers sought aid. Still, it's well below the peak of nearly 7 million in late March. President Trump at the White House Wednesday night delivered his complaints about the 2020 election being marred with illegal activity.
We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks, and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time.
Hundreds of sworn affidavits by poll workers and watchers backed the president's claim of irregularities. Democrat Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin discounts the whistleblowers.
If you have a credible allegation, put up or shut up.
A disintegrating meteor likely triggered a thundering boom in upstate New York on late Wednesday afternoon. American Meteor Society said a meteor blew up over Syracuse, New York, creating the big boom and impressive light show. USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
A Week 12 game between the Ravens and the Steelers was rescheduled numerous times because of internal COVID-19 exposures and bad weather. The rare Wednesday afternoon game was sloppy at best in the 19-14 Steelers win. Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin.
Bluntly honest, man, I'm really disappointed in our performance tonight. We did enough to win, but that's all. It was really junior varsity, to be quite honest with you, and it was in all three phases. We couldn't run the ball effectively when we needed to. We dropped too many significant passes, very catchable, makeable passes. We didn't make significant plays in the special teams game. Our kickoff coverage unit wasn't good enough. We turned the ball over. We gave up big plays in critical moments on defense. Can't have it. They converted a long run on a possession down before the half. Unacceptable. They had a 70-yard touchdown late in the game. Unacceptable. And so we're fortunate tonight. It's good to proceed with the victory. I acknowledge that. But not a lot happened tonight to be proud of or to be excited about other than that. Bud got hurt. He's being evaluated. I'm sure I'll have an update for you tomorrow or whatever when we get an opportunity to meet.
Four turnovers started the game. A botched read option exchange between Robert Griffin III and Gus Edwards resulted in a fumble. Ben Roethlisberger threw a silly interception to Tyus Bowser in the end zone. Robert Griffin III followed that up with a pick six. And Ray McLeod muffed a punt. There will be no game Thursday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back. We're down to less than a half an hour of USAPrepares.com. I'm Rich Sheban in the Northern Rockies of Montana, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And I'm going to continue with more information, more facts, more news. Listen, folks, did you read about Barack Obama saying how he'll take the vaccine, him and George Bush, on television to show it's real? Yeah, if he gets a tainted vaccine, you know that's not going to happen. He's probably going to get either a good one or a saline solution. It's going to be theater. It's going to be theater.
Now, I want to mention some articles that have recently come out. There's a whistleblower from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. He operates 35 hospitals in western Pennsylvania, and he describes the latest surge of COVID cases was overblown by the media. You know, basically saying that this second wave of the Chinese virus is a total hoax, just like the rest of the pandemic hysteria. And we've talked about this in great detail on how the powers that be are using this as a vehicle. And we've talked about this in great detail. They're using it as an agenda to crash the economy, to delegitimize work, eliminate free markets and supply and demand, bring in centralized government-controlled cryptocurrencies, get rid of cash, get rid of peaceful assembly, use the technocracy to control everything, make you submissive, break your will, eliminate legitimate voting. We've talked about this as a whole list of like 30, 35 things that I've talked about this many times in great detail and specificity. That's what this is a tool or vehicle for. We have to keep all that in mind. Now, there's a lot of studies also that we talked about on this show and around the alternative media, like the Denmark study, the Johns Hopkins study, where they say masks don't work, and yet they also say that there was no real increase in deaths due to COVID. These are credible, credible institutions and people doing these studies, and they're not only afraid to publish them, but they've been purged off of the internet. So the people can't see this stuff. They need to manage you through fear. They need to make you wear masks so they can hide individualism. They make you submissive. They break your will. It's all connected. It's not by accident. It's all planned. It's all scripted. And there was a recent article that just came out in the last 24 hours about five burning questions about the COVID vaccine. They're very good questions here. Now, you know, the first one is, does it work? And they're all, you know, some of them are claiming a 90-plus percent efficacy rating. Do you want to take a chance to get a vaccine from a company who's asking for liability immunity because we've protected these corrupt companies, adding to more wealth inequality because we're too busy being useful idiots, as they say, sticking up for our group, our hyphen, and our pronouns, and not worrying about hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. That's where you get when you delegitimize work. It makes us open and vulnerable. It's like being in a boxing match with one arm. You can't protect yourself. So if they have a 90% efficacy rating plus, and you have a survival rate of 99.7%, how do you justify that math, people? Really? There's another question regarding, and they talk about the PCR tests. We've mentioned on this show about how PCR tests are fake and phony, where they're 93 to 97% ineffective and inaccurate. And then another question is about safety. Well, where are all these double-blind studies, especially for masks? The people should be demanding, where are the studies, the legitimate studies, when people are using all these masks and viruses in general have such a small micron size to get through any of these things? Never mind the hypoxia, never mind the bacteria that you're getting, including staph infections. Come on, people. These people are safety. How can safety be even a question of conversation when these companies are asking for liability immunity? This is why they call you useful idiots. And when people ask what's in it, they say we don't know or they won't say. We're going to talk about that. Who's going to get it? Well, the first people on the list are the elderly. Keep in mind, the same people who are promoting this are the same people calling for depopulation. Please, people, you got to think for yourselves. You know, we can put the information out there. We can't make you do anything because you have free will. But for all the feminists, for all these years who said, it's my body, I get to do what I want, where's your big mouth now? Because if they make vaccines mandatory or make it so you can't do commerce or you can't buy food or you can't do anything, that's tyranny. That's against the Nuremberg codes. So be careful of expert advice, people. Now, again, I always say, are they going to throw out a more, another mutation of this? Are they going to make it so that they kill more people and give themselves more credibility? Maybe. We don't know that. But they want immunity passports. They want more social distancing. They want more lockdowns. There's signs that I have read. They say don't look at people in the eye. They don't want you talking. They don't want you having meetings, assembling. That's against the Constitution. Socializing, travel, loans, commerce, everything is up in the air. Everything. But I want you to keep that in mind. Now, when I was talking about when I'm going to get back to this so-called deadly pandemic, I want to read a quote from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and here it goes. For the first time in history of vaccination, the so-called last generation mRNA vaccines intervene directly in the genetic material of the patient and therefore alter the individual genetic material, which represents the genetic manipulation, something that has already forbidden and until then considered criminal. In my opinion, these new vaccines represent a crime against humanity that has never been committed in such a big way. He says that the COVID-19 vaccine should be forbidden and avoided at all costs. Now remember, these new vaccines, they contain foreign DNA, RNA, and proteins that may prompt allergies and autoimmune diseases from bacteria, viruses, fungi, yeast, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissue, toxic metals, mercury, aluminum, MSG, and corpse preservatives like formaldehyde and formalin. To this new toxic brew, one can also include retroviruses and aborted fetal cells, as well as a list of chemicals that only a chemist or a pharmacist can pronounce. It is also worth noting that these vaccines carry the risk of irreversible harm and even death, and the package inserts prove this. It clearly violates the Nuremberg Code of Ethics to promote them as safe and effective. And it's equally worth noting, people, that vaccine injury program, okay, it's N as in November, VICP, Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, has already paid out over $4 billion of vaccine injuries. Remember, you can never unvaccinate once you have vaccinated. Now, a lot of these vaccination liability programs are literally behind closed doors. They're secretive. So when they disclose $4 billion of industry monies that's been paid out for vaccine injuries, who knows how much there really is? Now, we've talked on this show about processed foods. Processed foods basically get processed. They could be with chemicals. They could be with alcohol. They could be with the actual process. Taking caffeine out of coffee, putting estrogen in soy, it could be a lot of things. And we need to think about what's happening with vaccines. Now, I'm going to mention here, I have four or five pages called the Vaccine Excipient Summary. And in addition to a weakened or killed disease antigens, viruses or bacteria, vaccines contain very small amounts of other ingredients called excipients. Some excipients are added to vaccines for specific purpose. These include preservatives to preserve contamination, for example. That means processed, right? When you talk about it in the context of food. Or adjuvants to help simulate a stronger immune system, for example, aluminum salts. And stabilizers to keep vaccines potent during transportation and storage, for example, sugars or gelatin. Same thing with food. A lot of the wheat and just a lot of foods, especially grains, are meant to be cut, lay on the ground longer, and stay contained in the jars longer in the grocery stores or the cans. So we have, all you have to do is read the antigens. It's all in the package insert. And, you know, a lot of these vaccines are listed and is contained in final products as well. Read the package inserts, folks. There's a reason why Big Pharma wants to get rid of the PIs, and they keep making the contraindications, side effects, and adverse events smaller so you can't read them. I mean, I'm just going to mention some of these things. Now, keep in mind, there's a lot of things I'm not going to mention here because I can't pronounce. And I've been in the pharmaceutical industry for over 20 years. Not recently, but long ago. But still, monosodium glutamate, sucrose, human serum albumin, alcohol, FD&C yellow number dye, aluminum lake dye, aluminum hydroxide, sodium chloride, formaldehyde, glycerin, potassium phosphate, ammonium citrate, lactose, polysorbate 80, yeast profile, bovine serum albumin. People, I can go on and on and on, and I'm not trying to promote an ABBA song here. We'll be right back after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Last segment. I hope I gave good information today. I'm going to rattle off some more. But before I do, did you hear about the World Economic Forum says that you'll be okay? The elites say you can drink sewage, eat weeds, and eat bugs. Now, I harvest edible and medicinal plants. That's one of the that's how I live. I garden, I hunt, I fish, I live off the land here in Montana. Now, but you better be able to tell a wild onion from a death camas root. You better be able to tell a cow parsnip from a water hemlock. You better know if you need to cook or eat it raw. You need to know about its toxicity. Is it emetic? How about the palatability? There's so much information, folks, that you need to know. It's not like just going out in the woods or in your backyard and picking stuff. You got to know if you're picking off someone's farm. Or did they poison the ground? Did they poison the dandelions? You don't know this. You need to get this information. Okay. Next article. Whitmer considers Christmas lockdown. Next. After mounting evidence, the FDA and the CDC now admits the coronavirus tests are faulty, but yet I just saw an article yesterday saying that the CDC wants to close Christmas too. Next, UN climate projects accused of fraud and corruption. Imagine my shock. And the UN wants to control the world via the globalists and all these institutions. Next, Vermont schools are interrogating kids about their Thanksgiving gatherings and forcing quarantines on those who had multifamily gatherings. This is Nazi stuff. This is total Nazi stuff. Octol, show me your papers. Next, it's not just Newsom. San Francisco, San Jose mayors busted. Violating own COVID guidelines. How many of these examples, dozens have we given over the weeks? Next, Texas Democrat mayor tells residents to
stay at home while he was caught vacationing in Cabo. You can't make this crap up. Next, U.S. News, car hijackings up over 500% in Minneapolis. What do you expect when you defund the police, you morons? Next, Project Veritas, CNN senior VP Cynthia Hudson demeans Cubans that support Trump. Cubans are attracted to bullies. And all this other derogatory information and news about Cubans. Just like Ilhan Omar said, Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. My God, the Democrats actually hate Hispanics or Latinos. They hate them. What the heck is going on here? Next, Texas Coalition reports 228% jump in homeschooling in state over 20 years. It should be 1,000% jump. Get your kids out of the government, social, political indoctrination schools. It shouldn't even be called schools. Next, Republican-led U.S. Senate, first major legislation after 2020 election to appease big tech. You see, folks, it's not just a left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy manning and controlling the serfs and making you pay for it. It's all fraud. How about ballots? Sidney Powell said ballots were coming out of Mexico as well. Algorithms, adjusted software, fractional votes, less going to Trump, more going to Biden. Countless Dominion election frauds. Money going to state officials who bought the software. Kicking out observers. Unfolded ballots coming in that got mailed. And I'm using air quotes. Copy machine ballots. I mean, how does the left expect President Trump to concede in an election that he won? Ask yourself that question. Online voting systems, USB sticks, votes going out of the country, shredder trucks showing up. I mean, this is surreal. Do you remember what I said on Tuesday about the Pennsylvania vote on 11/24, that vote tally? There was, and I'm going by memory here, there was like 2.5 mail-in ballots the Pennsylvania state reported, and what? Oh, no, 2.5 that was total, but Pennsylvania reported like 1.4 million ballots that actually went out, but they reported 2.5 million. So there's 1.2 million that basically came out of thin air going into the Joe Biden column. Vote switching live on TV. Trump total votes right in front of our eyes in multiple states. Literally decreasing his vote tally. How do you decrease a total vote tally? Is this new math? People, when you hear anybody being called an expert or an official or a public servant, they're jokes. Run the other way after you're done laughing. Thank you for being here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.